Hello and welcome to the Lost World of Short Stories. I am your host, Lauren Tate, and today I'm bringing another one of my literature nuggets, as I like to call them. Before I get into it, I wanted to make an announcement that if you enjoy this podcast, you enjoy Feature Fridays or the Short Wednesday episodes, tell us about it. You can review the podcast on my website, laurentatebooks.com. There is a page for testimonials if you want to see what other people are saying about it. And if you hover over the testimonials, there's a subpage called Review. The page is just a short, simple review form. You write your review and click submit. It's super easy. If you do it on your phone, it's even easier. The review comes to my email, and I post it the next day. Reviews are important for any business. You know, they help bring a customer, and in this case, new listeners, right? We want to grow the community. I hope to grow this community here at the Lost World of Short Stories, and with your review, together we can accomplish that goal. Also, if you are a Black woman who writes poetry, short stories, personal essays about anything you have experienced in life, spoken word, or my new favorite that we are welcoming on the podcast, skits. Yes, I said skits. Of any genre. So if you want, if you have any literature works that I mentioned, or know a Black woman who would be interested, let me know and share this podcast and come back next Wednesday because I will be making a formal announcement of open submissions for the next season because season one of The Lost World of Short Stories is coming to an end, right? There's only 2 weeks left and you don't want to miss any of it. So we still have some amazing Feature Fridays coming up. We have two more, if I'm not mistaken. Three more because this week's and then for the 2 weeks. So three more, 2 weeks left, three more Feature Fridays. So don't be sad. And because we will be back. So, now moving on, today I am, reading a poem from my book, Fragments of a Full Memory, which is available to purchase as an ebook and paperback on Amazon. And if you missed my literature nugget last Wednesday, pause this video and listen to the third episode titled It's Easy to Conform and Different to Be Loved, where I talk about how it's not good to put people on pedestals and worse, trying to love them when you've put them on pedestals, right? Because we're all humans and real love takes place in the imperfections. So if you missed that, pause this video and come back. It's only 15 minutes. Like all Wednesday episodes, they are always super short. And now this poem, like last week's poem, is untitled, but the theme is bad habits, like the title of this episode, if you didn't catch it. So I'm going to be quiet, and I hope you guys enjoy this short reading from my book, Fragments of a Full Memory. It's funny how your lips crinkle upward at the corners of your mouth like that. Like they're hiding tucked away in someone's pocket during a rainstorm. I wondered how you'd taste if my hunger was still there. If it had shown up at the right time for anything that mattered with any time that we had left. Maybe I missed it because I'm bruised. Rubbing bricks against my skin and brush strokes never felt so good. No, wait. Dang, it's my mind again, slipping into old habits, trying to reclaim a piece of history I buried in the woods. I'm at a point where I can no longer apologize for the scars that you see so clearly. Sorry I can't scrub away the ugly. Sorry my mask fell all the way off. Not sorry, I didn't feel like putting it back on. I hope you guys enjoyed that brief reading. This poem is found on page 52 of Fragments of a Full Memory. And jumping right into it, this poem is about bad habits. As I talk about this book and its grave importance to my life in helping me figure out relationships and who I was in and out of those relationships. When I was 20, I was in a relationship that had benefits to me and that person as well, until it didn't, right? Until we tried to hang on to each other, even though we both knew the relationship was over, the friendship was starting to turn toxic, and the season was just well over. I think it's important to share this because so many people get into relationships or friendships, even, and they get into the relationship knowing that they were really never supposed to be there with that person, or it's a fruitful relationship, but it had a season, right? Because even the bad stuff and the good stuff, they both have seasons. And you know, they were supposed, like, you feel like they were supposed to be with you during a certain time in your life, and now it's just time to say goodbye. But instead, many people, like myself, those years ago, you keep saying hello to a person or a situation that doesn't look or feel the same because it's no longer for you. You're just not getting that, or you're getting it and you're ignoring it, right? And we can't go back to what we're used to because it's comfortable or familiar. We're not going to find growth and new opportunity and that better life we so desperately want or are working towards, and that comes with that better income, right? Because a lot of us are dreaming about that, especially as artists. But you're not going to find that in your comfort zone. Like, you're just not. Because that happens when we can't leave a situation or a person that's bad for us. And what happens when we can't leave a situation or a person that's bad for us? They become our destruction, right? Because not only are you not helping yourself, but you're not helping that other person. How can someone grow if their roots are poisoned, right? They're being cut from the bottom, so there's no room or space to grow. And so we just have to learn how to let go, how to say goodbye to the things that were for us but are no longer for us. And if that means, you know, finally having that serious conversation, right? Have it with that person or have it about that situation. Be honest with yourself. You know, in the very beginning of the season, when I had the episode, what was it called? Yes, self-love is not a phase. I think it was in that episode where, you know, you talk about, you know, you don't want to move on from things, and you do have to learn how to let go, and you have to asking yourself those hard questions, right? Because loving yourself means showing up for yourself. Honestly, let's talk about that. I mean, it means showing up for yourself. And to do that, you have to ask the hard questions, the tough questions. What does this really look like? How did this start? Where am I at now? Is this really benefiting me? Is this, you know, taking something out of me, taking something away from me? Because those questions help you get to your goal, those questions help you get to your purpose. You know, so you're creating a healthy conversation around who you are right now and who you're going to be in the future. And I think that's just the best way we can start talking to ourselves, is by asking questions that we really rather not know the answers to, because we need to know the question. We need to know the answers. And so, you know, if you need to have that serious conversation, have it. If that means blocking a number, block it. I mean, there are plenty of numbers I blocked, including friends that are still my friends now. But, you know, in that time, I had to block them just to have like a mental space where I'm like, okay, I need to recoup. I need to regroup, you know, and I need to just kind of rethink like how I need to move forward from here. And that was a lot of my college years. That was a lot of my early 20s. And so, you know, being 25 right now, and then the next 5 years, right, will be until 30. I'm really walking in that intention. I'm really walking in that purpose. And so that's really exciting. So, you know, you have to make those hard choices. Life certainly isn't easy, and I absolutely get that. And this was something I was learning at 20, and it's so clear. It's so Yeah, it's so clear the people that are meant to be in your life. And it's so much easier to say goodbye to people for me right now, like, you know, after a month or after 3 months or whatever the time, because they had something to give me or to teach me. And I had something, maybe I had something to teach them, or vice versa, or equally, we had something to teach each other. And we both walk away from it. We both walk away better from it. And in life, it's just a lot easier when it's not a guessing game, right? When you're not clouded by confusion and don't know what's for you and what's not. And you know what happens, like when you're not dealing with all of that, you actually have peace, right? I don't think nobody really talks about the peace that you receive when you become better at allowing and not allowing things into your life. You're not angry. You're not confused. You're not sad. You're not depressed. You're not worried about what that other person is doing or worried about how that situation would look like if you were in it. So at that job, or, you know, just different situations that we find ourselves in life. So it becomes better because then it's no longer in your lane of opportunity that you're supposed to be in, that is literally designed specifically for you. And when you're just focusing on that, you're focusing on what you're supposed to be doing and your responsibilities and your freedom and your opportunities and not worrying about those things that aren't for you, you find peace. And so that isn't that exciting. And it's calming. And, you know, especially in the world today, it's so crazy and there's just so many things yelling at you all the time and commercials and ads and who you know people want you to be and what they're saying about you and how you can do better at this and how you're failing at that. And you know, sometimes you just have to learn to shut out those voices, because it's key to your mental health, it's key to your journey, it's key to loving yourself and really understanding who you are, the essence of who you are, and your talents and your gifts, who God says you are. I mean, hey, that's my journey. So really, really finding peace. It comes when you make those hard decisions. It's hard when you're in it. And, yeah, it can be tough. But when you come out of it, I mean, at least, you know, in my decisions that I've had to make right at 20, and during college and with certain friends and stuff, just learning how to say goodbye or learning how to distance myself, that has helped me so much. And I know it's helped them in a way too. Because sometimes you wonder, like, why don't we talk that much or do that anymore? But it's just like, this is better. This is what we needed. 'Cause we're not those same people that we were years ago. So yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. But I'm going to leave you guys with that, actually. And hopefully this small literature nugget, this small piece of advice, this small words of just sharing with you guys, hopefully it helps somebody today. Maybe it allowed you to reflect when you too were like that, you know, making bad habits in that area. And maybe you were even reminded that it's something you can be better in. I mean, it's all a journey, right? We're all trying to figure it out. So yeah. And lastly, make sure to like this episode, add it to your favorites. If that's possible on the streaming platform that you're on, put it in your playlist and share. Now that can happen on all platforms. So, yeah, share it, introduce someone to the wonderful world that is the lost world of short stories. And just, you know, always remember that you are important, you are loved, and your story is worth being told.